I had the opportunity to speak with Karen Scanlon, executive director of the CTIC, who commented on the participation of the Florida and out-of-state growers on the tour.
We've had a great day. We really enjoyed coming here to the Everglades agricultural area and bringing about 150 people from around Florida, as well as about 19 different states. So folks have come from all over to learn about the unique story of agriculture here.
Guest speaker Richard Budell with Florida Department of Agricultural and Consumer Services said,
"Well, it's really an opportunity for us to showcase the activities that the ag industry statewide has undertaken in the area of water resource protection, restoration, conservation. When I was asked to be here to talk, it was a real opportunity to expose, I think, some of the growers from elsewhere across the country to the unique environment that Florida agricultural producers survive in and thrive in, to talk a little bit in more detail of all the good things that are going on within the ag industry in the environmental resource protection area."
As we always look forward to the future, I was able to talk to Michael Swindle, director of the FFA, the Future Farmers of America, at Glades Day School, the only private-funded school in the state that offers the FFA program.
We have a very unique program, 61 members, male and female. We're doing everything leadership-wise, from prepared public speaking, pollen care procedure, tractor operations, livestock judging. As a portion of the class, we also do hands-on thing in class, plant science, animal science, trying to get a lot of these students college ready so that we can recruit them and retain them to be productive agriculture leaders here in the Glades. And that's really our main focus.
Mike D. reporting for the Southeast AgNet.